June 14, 1899. Jesus wants to chastise the world. This morning, most loving Jesus would not come. In my interior, I kept thinking, how is it that he is not coming? What is new now? Yesterday he came so often, and today, the hour is getting late, and he has not yet showed himself at all. What heartbreak! What patience it takes with Jesus! It seemed to me that my whole interior was taking up arms, for it wanted Jesus, and it waged such a war against me as to give me pains of death. My will, superior to everything, tried to put peace by persuading my senses, inclinations, desires, affections and all the rest, to calm down, for Jesus would come. So, after prolonged suffering, Jesus came, carrying a cup in his hand, full of coagulated blood, putrefied and stinking. And he told me, "Do you see this cup of blood? I will pour it over the world." While he was saying this, Mama came, the Most Holy Virgin, and my confessor together with her. They prayed to Jesus that he would not pour it over the world, but have me drink it. The confessor said to him, "Lord, why keep her as victim if you do not want to pour it over her? I absolutely want you to let her suffer and to spare the people." Mama was crying, and insisted with Jesus, and with the confessor, that he would not give up praying until Jesus would be content with accepting the exchange. Jesus insisted that he wanted to pour it over the whole world, and at first he almost seemed to frown. I saw myself all confused. I was unable to say anything, because the sight of that cup full of blood, so ugly, was so horrifying, as to cause my whole nature to tremble. What would it be to drink it? However, I was resigned. If the Lord would give it to me, I would accept it. Who can say, then, the chastisements contained in that blood, if the Lord would pour it over the world? It seems that from this very day he keeps the hail prepared which will cause great damage, and it seems that it must continue in the following days. But then, Jesus seemed a little bit more calm, so much so, that he seemed to embrace the confessor because he had prayed to him in that way, however, without coming to any conclusion on whether he would pour it over the people or not. So it ended, leaving me in indescribable pain because of what may happen.